All the growth you saw yesterday and today is about the northern third of the fire, all on national forest lands, moving generally to the north and northeast.
That's Shane Greer, incident commander for Rocky Mountain Team Black, the Type 2 team assigned to the Lake Christine fire. At a public meeting Sunday night, he told a crowd of about 60 people at Basalt High School, plus a Facebook audience, that the fire has scorched 11,459 acres and is now 32% contained, down from 59% containment on Friday. Rob Berger, operations manager for Team Black, explained what that means.
The fire has gotten a little bit bigger, so a little bit bigger fire, we're going to shrink in our containment, but that doesn't mean we've lost any of the containment.
The fire has spread to the east, which means more of the fire is uncontained, but the previously contained areas on the southern portion of the fire are still holding. Shane Greer says the plan is for full perimeter control.
About half of the fire goes to the north, northeast, and around to the east side to the forest boundary. Most of the firefighting to this point that we've been doing, direct firefighting, has been on the west side of the fire, on forest system lands, and on the north side along the Cattle Creek Road.
Crews are working along Upper Cattle Creek Road, primarily to keep some cabins on private land from catching fire. The eastern flank of the fire towards Seven Castles has not moved very far, but it is not contained. Mike McWilliam, Eagle County Undersheriff, says pre-evacuation orders are still in place.
In the Missouri Heights Upper Cattle Creek area, and we still have the pre-evacuation area in mile 1 through 7 of the frying pan.
He added that too many looky-loos on Upper Cattle Creek Road Friday night prevented crews and equipment from accessing the area and says checkpoints are in place to keep out anyone who doesn't live there. Today's focus is on Upper Cattle Creek Road and the east flank of the fire. Basalt Police Chief Greg Knott told Cedar Drive residents in the audience who live below the fire line that if their neighborhoods are threatened, they'll get reverse 911 calls and police will canvass the area to make sure people evacuate. But the rest is up to them.
So what we ask is that you remain aware of your surroundings, aware of the situation, and have a plan for yourself to get out.
Shane Greer told the audience that wildfires are deceiving, and smoke plumes like the one many saw over the weekend are often farther away than they appear.
It's kind of like when you look in the right-hand mirror of your car and it says objects in the mirror are closer than they appear, reverse it. Smoke columns are further than they appear. Okay, so if you think about a smoke column, when you look at it and you think to yourself, when you call our information line, that it's right there, it's not right there. It's a long ways away.
Officials are also taking a look at area flood and mudslide potential now that ground cover has burned away. Drainages of concern are Seven Castles, Toner Creek, and Cedar Drive above Frying Pan Road, the town of Basalt, and Elgebel. These are natural drainages that have flooded in the past. A total of 400 people are working the Lake Christine fire, including staff. The blaze has cost close to $10 million so far. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.